The apprentice was suddenly there, racing through the trio of Mandos with force-augmented speed, striking down at the leg of Raynar's attacker. The blow was a slash aimed at the back of the man's knee. A trained Jedi Knight would have thrust rather than slashed, bypassing all armor at that vulnerable spot. But the boy still connected, his blade cutting through centimeters of claw, skin, and muscle before being arrested by the armor at the sides of the man's knee. The Mando did not cry out, but he did fall backward, losing his grip on Raynar's arm. The other two Mandos had reflexively turned in response to the boy's arrival. They'd taken their eyes off Raynar. Fighting down the pain and the effects it could have on control of his powers, Raynar exerted himself through the Force. The helmet of one of the Mandos jerked and flew upward, yanked clean off the man's head, then inverted and came down again, hard. The thunk of the metal against the man's head was gratifying in a way Raynar knew he should find inappropriate. That Mando fell. The apprentice turned and rained lightsaber blows down on the commando he'd injured, pressing his advantage, giving no mind to the other enemies present, trusting Raynar to deal with them. There were new booms from around the corner and down the main corridor. So Jaina was still up, still fighting. The other fully functional Mando before Raynar, the woman whose mini-rockets he had triggered, spun against him, a bare vibroblade in her hand. She thrust. He dodged. He riposted with his lightsaber. She caught the blade on her gauntlet, allowing the blade to skid harmlessly away. Raynar focused on her, could not pay attention to the apprentice's fight, though he could hear the zat, zat, zat sounds of lightsaber blows raining quickly yet ineffectively against Mandalorian armor. Raynar feinted with a high-to-low lightsaber slash, but spun out of the false maneuver into a sidekick that caught his opponent in the helmet at the jaw. He spun again twice more, kicking twice more, his spinning momentum maintained by the Force and connected each time. On the third blow, his target crashed to the floor and lay unmoving. The spinning also caused Raynar's broken arm to flail around uncontrolled. It hurt, and a groan escaped him. But he'd been hurt worse, far worse. This level of pain wouldn't debilitate him. The apprentice was now backing away from his crippled opponent, batting away blaster fire as fast as he could swing his lightsaber. Raynar gestured, used the Force to levitate the Mando, and then slammed him down onto the floor again and again. Normally, that wouldn't take out an armored commando, and it didn't this time either. But the injury to the man's leg made the impacts hurt him far worse than they would have otherwise. And Raynar just lofted the man and slammed him down until the Mando fell. Unconscious. Panting, Raynar looked at the apprentice, who was breathing even harder.
All right. You'll do.
Sir, your arm.
Yes. Make me a sling, would you?
Raynar tucked his left hand into his belt, partially immobilizing the arm, then trotted toward the intersection, trying to catch his breath as he went. Jaina's battle had gone silent. That was either very good were very bad. Raynar peeked around the corner. Down the way, walking toward him, carrying Jedi Tainer, was Jaina Solo. Her robes had burn marks, but she seemed unhurt. Raynar stepped out and gave her a nod. Jaina did not look happy.
This level is indefensible. There are holes where the Stealth X hangar exterior doors should be. There may be more Mandos massing outside.
She swept past him on her way to the turbo lifts. He followed.
Let's go up one level. Lock down the lifts and hold there.
She nodded.
How'd the new boy do?
Not bad. Not so good at taking orders. I remember when you were like that.
She finally grinned.
Still am.